This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare, health news, kidney health, and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Jeff Burbank, CEO of NxStage Medical, a publicly traded company located in Lawrence, Massachusetts. NxStage is a medical device company that develops, manufactures, and markets systems for the treatment of end-stage renal disease, acute kidney failure, and fluid overload. Jeff has over 20 years of in-depth management experience with companies developing, marketing, and manufacturing products for end-stage renal disease patients. Mr. Burbank, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me on, Eric.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. So, Jeff, can you please tell us about your company, NxStage Medical, and what exactly your company does, taking that a little further?
Yeah, so we're an innovative medical technology company that develops solutions and new options for people with kidney failure, both acute and chronic kidney failure. And we've developed a system called the NxStage System 1 that really allows people to change the course of their life by taking their therapy home with them versus having to go to a dialysis center three times a week.
And can you discuss the NxStage System 1, which is the only portable hemodialysis system FDA cleared for home hemodialysis and home nocturnal hemodialysis?
Yeah, we set out to really create new options for a patient by developing technology that made the delivery of dialysis portable, simple, very safe, so that lay users can administer the care in the comfort of their own home or even take it with them when they travel to go see the grandkids or visit family. We really open up the option both of the location of care, but also by doing that, allow the flexibility to tailor the therapy to the individual patient so they can achieve the best quality of life possible for them specifically.
Mr. Burbank, if you would, get into how this product is changing people's lives.
So if you go out and you talk to patients that have gone on our therapy and taken advantage of the flexibility, you find, first of all, that they share with us that, you know, by being able to treat when they want, where they want, they can make dialysis a small part of their life versus the primary part of their life. And they can optimize their therapy so that they get, in some cases where it's clinically appropriate, they can get additional treatments, which makes them recover faster. And quite honestly, we now have clinical data that shows you can live longer. So really a dramatic improvement in the quality of their life and the quality of their healthcare.
Shifting gears, how has the Affordable Health Act, Obamacare, impacted your business and insurance coverage of your product to your customers? I'd be curious to hear some information on that.
Sure. A lot of changes in healthcare with all the Affordable Care Act provisions getting implemented and such. But, you know, end-stage renal disease is a special program that's administered by CMS or Medicare. And it's been in place since the early 80s. So we're pretty mature in how care is delivered and paid for in the U.S. And so it probably hasn't had, the Affordable Care Act probably hasn't had as much of an impact on our industry segment as maybe some others. But in general, I think there's a real opportunity to look at total cost of care and tailor the therapy to the patient so that we can really minimize hospitalizations and complications and give a higher quality of life, which is really the general direction that I think healthcare is moving versus a procedure-based focus, something that's more global and looks at the entire patient and the total cost of care. We're really trying to prepare for that with a technology that allows you to optimize to the individual patient.
Today we are with Jeff Burbank, CEO of NxStage Medical, a medical device company that develops, manufactures, and markets systems for the treatment of end-stage renal disease, acute kidney failure, and fluid overload here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare, Health News, Kidney Health, and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Burbank, your product is available around the world, I understand. Are there certain parts of the world where your products are used more than other parts of the world when it comes to the next stage, System 1?
We are available in 24 countries now, pretty prevalent in Europe. Our biggest market by far is the U.S. It's where we're based and where we started. So we have far more patients on our therapy in the U.S. In fact, we've done over 12 million treatments now. So we really have a very mature technology that's been proven to be safe and effective. And it's we continue to improve it, but it really we have a tremendous amount of successful experience at this point.
And that's certainly good to hear. Now, also, I saw that 6 years after the earthquake in Haiti, the Next Stage System 1 is still being used there to help folks suffering from acute kidney injuries. Can you get into that a little further?
Those are one of the great opportunities that when you develop a really innovative, flexible therapy that's portable, you can start to make a contribution in a number of different environments. And that was one that we had a call from a great team that wanted to help out in Haiti and asked whether they could get our support to supply the product so they could go do good things for the people of Haiti. That was about 6 years ago, as you mentioned, and we've been there and stayed and had continued success in that environment. But that's really a great example of how a very high technology, portable, sophisticated system can make a contribution to some of these challenges we see across the world.
I also read recently that your publicly traded company is doing well on the stock exchange. Can you talk about what your company's prospects are in 2016 and the future and where you see your industry moving toward the future?
Yeah, a couple months ago, we had an analyst meeting where we laid out all the products that we're bringing to market over the next 3 years. There was a tremendous amount of enthusiasm associated with that. We'll be bringing our next generation home hemodialysis and hemodialysis product to the market at the end of 2016, this year. Follow that about a year later with a new really innovative peritoneal dialysis system, which is another therapy option we're excited to give patients. And then about a year after that, we expect to bring our critical care system, the acute system, the next generation of that to market. So the combination of those three products take us from a business that's really focused on a billion dollar market opportunity to something that looks more like $5 billion. So we've got an exciting opportunity for us in the future, a lot of work to do, but very excited about the capabilities that we're bringing to the marketplace.
Yeah, most definitely on that. Looking at your biography, I saw that during your career, you had been an inventor in over 50 U.S. patents for medical devices. That's very impressive. How did you get into this field and become so proficient and successful in the medical devices industry?
You know, chronic care is a huge challenge, and it's a huge opportunity because you can really change the course of someone's life. So I was really attracted to the combination of applying technology to something that really mattered for people. And so I got in early and I've never left. I've been in the industry for now over 30 years and find it incredibly gratifying to be able to do what we can do for patients through innovative technology. So have the fun of both sides of that, helping people, but also playing with really exciting new technology.
Well, it certainly has been our honor and pleasure to have had you, Mr. Burbank. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us. If folks want to learn more about your company, where can they go get more information?
To make that really easy, the easiest way is probably come to our website, which is nxstage.com, nextstage.com. Look forward to talking to you.
And once again, Mr. Burbank, thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best, and certainly look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for helping us get the word out to patients that might see this as a really exciting option for them.
And the pleasure is always ours. We have been speaking with Jeff Burbank, CEO of Next Stage Medical, a medical device company that develops, manufactures, and markets systems for the treatment of end-stage renal disease, acute kidney failure, and fluid overload. And once again, for more information, simply visit nxstage.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare Health News, Kidney Health and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.